Let's go now to Huntsville, Alabama, where more than half of the economy is tied to federal spending. There is a big Army arsenal, the Army fully funded, but there are many federal agencies within the arsenal. There's also the Marshall Space Flight Center. This is huge. They build and test engines and vehicles for NASA. Because of the shutdown, most of its 5,000 employees are furloughed. Well, Pastor Travis Collins and his congregation have been trying to help. He's with the First Baptist Church of Huntsville. They gave out more than $16,000 in grocery store gift cards at an event for federal workers. Pastor, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Well, and thank you for what you did, because it sounds awesome. And we understand you were listening to NPR, and you were driving,
right,
and you heard a chef, Chef Jose Andres, who's done this before, but in this case, he opened a relief kitchen for federal workers. And, you know, he said, look, if I can even save them one meal bill.
Yeah, that's right. And the statement was made that the grocery bill is one bill maybe they won't have to worry about. And so I got to the office wondering, what can we do? And within a couple of hours, got a call from a friend at Marshall Space Flight Center who said that they were pulling together as volunteers. They were pulling together several agencies in the community to help and needed a place to host it. And we have a large, conspicuous place. And so it seemed it was obviously a no-brainer. The afterthought was, well, while they're here, let's do something for their grocery bill.
And so what you did was take thousands from your church emergency fund, added a couple thousand more that church members had given. You maybe passed the plate around a little bit more, and we're able to give these grocery store gift cards, $50 each for every furloughed federal worker. What was it like to see the people stream in?
Well, it was overwhelming. My only regret is that we didn't set aside more money. We really didn't anticipate the response. So I looked out there at 20 minutes before time to open the doors, and there had to be 300 people in the hallway waiting to get into the large hall where we were hosting the event. And it was just almost overwhelming. We gave away those grocery, $50 grocery gift certificates in 30 minutes, and we had anticipated giving $50 for singles and $100 for couples and families, but the line was so long that our guys made a quick decision and said, hey, and asked the people in line, hey, could we just give everybody 50? And the people were wonderfully cooperative and said, yeah, sure, it'll go farther. So, but even at that, 30 minutes and they were gone.
It's like loaves of bread. You divided them up. But look, as we said, there was the Alabama Department of Labor that was there, local food banks, credit unions. There are so many federal workers there. We're hearing that contract workers aren't coming into town to work for the government. So hotel usage is down, restaurant usage is down. But talk about the chain effect that this happens on the other businesses that are affected when those 5,000 workers don't have money to spend.
Yeah, and so there are so many ancillary stories that are connected to the primary story, and there's just a sense of anxiety, uncertainty, obvious frustration, because even those who are not directly impacted have friends who are, or everything from, like you said, restaurants to dry cleaners are impacted by this.
Yeah. So what are you, as a pastor, do about this? I mean, I know you don't want to wade into the politics of the moment.
Yeah, well, first of all, there's another meeting on Thursday where several of the faith leaders are getting together to ask what is the next step, because unfortunately, this looks like it's going to drag on. We were all hoping, of course, that it wouldn't, but with it dragging on, we're going to need to offer more than $50 gift certificates. So there's a big meeting on Thursday to ask that question.
Maybe a movie night.
You know, hey, you know, that's so, no joke. So the Thursday, the big idea going into Thursday is a fun night for families with kids, because they, you know, is mommy going to have a job? Is daddy going to have a job? And so that is the big idea, is going in, what if we do, you know, inflatables and chicken fingers and just do fun to lower some of the anxiety, even if it's a different approach than offering grocery money.
What are you going to tell your parishioners on Sunday when it might be the second Friday with no pay paychecks?
The timing was such on Sunday where the topic of the day was joy. And so, I asked, how do you have joy and talk about joy on a day when so many people's futures are uncertain. But the point I tried to make is sometimes joy is a choice, not an emotion you sit around and wait on. And I think there are a lot of people around here who just having to choose hope when there aren't a lot of reasons for hope coming out of D.C.
Pastor Collins, thanks so much.
Hey, my honor, Robin.